ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Sam, that's where my test is today. Psalm 15. So, particularly verse 5, he said, gather my saints together to me. He said, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Can we have it in Amplified Classic Translation, please? So that we can understand. He said, gather together to me my saints, those who have found grace in my sight, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. We are already in a covenant relationship with God our Father through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so all things are ours. But there is a gathering like this where we are all encouraged to reflect about what God has done in the past. So for me, this is the way I want to pick this morning. 2020 was a year. Globally, 2021, people came out of that experience. Some are still trying to find their rhythm. So 2020, 2021, there are things that happen in our lives. And it's not peculiar to individual. It even happened globally. And we are still grappling with the reality of those issues. So, but this new year, God says to us, he said, behold, I do a new thing. We are not ignoring 2020, 2021, but we are also saying that God, who was with us in 2020, was with us in 2021, is able to walk us through 2022. Psalm 50, as we briefly start out. So later, very soon, I will call, we will dance. We will dance before the Lord because he is good. And is committed to us. He's a good, good father. That's who he is. Psalm 50. He said, the mighty one, God the Lord, I read from verse 1, I read all through the whole chapter, has spoken and I called the heart. From the rising of the sun to its going down, he has said something that out of the church, Zion, the perfection of beauty of God will shine forth. A God shall come. I shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the heart that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is a judge, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Why? Say, when you call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, what right are they to declare his statute or take his covenant in their mouth? seeing that they hate instructions and cast their, his words behind them. So when they saw a thief, they consented with him. And they have been partakers with adulterers. But you give your mouth to, they give their mouth to evil and their tongue frame deceit. They sit and speak against their brother. They slander their own mother's son. These things they have done, and I kept silent. They thought I was altogether like them, but I will rebuke them and set them in order before your eyes. But you, he said, now consider this, you who forget God. Lest I tear you to pieces, and there be none to deliver. Verse 14 and 23 is actually where I want to emphasize this morning, or rather 5, 14, 23. 5 says, gather my saints together to me, those who made covenant with me by sacrifice. 14 says, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High God. And 23 says, whoever offer praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show him my salvation. Every brand new year provides us with fresh opportunities. Opportunity to begin again. Opportunity to explore the faithfulness and the greatness of our God. Opportunity to make decisions for restoration, for renewal. Opportunity to make decisions to leave the previous and embrace the new. In Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 to 11, we'll read a couple of scriptures today. Isaiah 46, verses 9 to 11, said, remember the former things of old. So, 2022, we remember. 2021, we remember. But we also look to know that he is God. And there is no other. He is God, and there is no one like him. Verse 10. He said, declaring the end from the beginning, from the ancient times, things that are not yet done. So God has declared the end of this year from the beginning of this year, and beyond the calendar, the ancient times. I mean, before man discovered a Gregorian calendar, which we work by all these years, it may interest you that I found out that Ethiopia as a country, if you Google it, you'll find it. While we are in 2022 now, Ethiopia as a country, in their own calendar, they are in 2015. They are behind us. China will begin their own new year in February. So even the calendar made by men or man is not consistent. But he said, in all these things, I am God, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I am God who has the capacity to call a bird of prey from the east. In other words, he has the capacity, even if what needed to be done at any phase of your life is not readily available, he has the capacity to do importation of those ideas, importation of human resources, financial resources. He even has the capacity to use that those who ordinarily will not want to help you through anything in life. He said, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it. Isaiah 44, verses 6 to 8. This is a brand new year. The clouds are filled. They are emptied themselves of rain. It's a glorious new year. The year of the Lord. The year full of the water of the Lord. It says, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first. And I am the last. The understanding that came to me in this scripture, there is no challenge of life. God outlasts them. I am the first. And then I am the last. I am the first. Business challenges, I am the first. And by the time I'm through with it, I will still be the consistent one who is at the base. And is Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and the last. And I am the last. Beside me, there is no God. And who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order for me. Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show this to them. But he's saying to you and I, if you acknowledge him as the first and the last, he says, do not fear, nor be afraid. Fear. False evidence appearing real. Afraid is when you are taking hold of those false evidences. Faith is the same thing. Hope is the same thing. They are languages of God. They are things that make God God. God comes through. So he says, do not fear, nor be afraid. Have I not told you that from that time and declare it? You are my witnesses. In other words, you are alive to display the glory of God. You are alive to make it known, the manifested glory of God to your generation. He says, is there God beside me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. So this is a new year. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Your light has come. Arise, shine. Your light has come. It's not going to be raining. It's already raining. We can feel it. And there is something about rain. It smells freshness. You see, what is hope? Having holy, positive expectations. So if we are not expecting anything, we can't experience God. It's a brand new year, brand new opportunity, brand new, expression of his grace and of his glory to every yielded vessel. So we have passed from death into life. So is God. New things is declaring. In Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, Isaiah 43 said, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing. One translation says, I'm already begun. I am doing a new things. I'm doing them. Now it is springing forth. It is springing forth. Habakkuk 2:14, our team scripture for the year. He said, now that time will come that the whole heart will come into a place of awareness of the presence and the glory of God, even as that water covers the sea. So he said, I do a new thing. Now it's springing forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a road for you to know it. I will begin to do what looks impossible or is totally impossible in the natural and make a road in the wilderness. Why is it that impossible? Civil engineers will tell you there are no vegetations in the wilderness. So even as you are clearing the road, dust is gathering back. But God says, I have the capacity. The chief engineer has the capacity. Some things happen in our life that we've been tagged with. But hey, he's saying, this year, I am doing a new thing. I will give you evidences. Evidences like what looks impossible to men. Hey, Luke 1:45 says, there shall be a performance. Luke 1:37 says, he said, with God, nothing shall be called impossible. So I will make a road in the wilderness. I will make a road. And he says, streams, not just one, streams or rivers in the desert. It's also impossible. I mean, geologists will tell you about the water table and all that, but God says, I am the water table. So wherever you are, I will make rivers, not just one. Not just one. For those who live in the North Africa desert, in fact, one of the reasons for terrorism and all that is climate change. I don't know if you notice out there that dust that we are experiencing now has never even been like this. So the desert is dried up. No vegetation for cattle to feed on. And so when life becomes difficult, people are desperate. Desperate people do stupid things. That's why whatever it will take, whether there is an ongoing farm or not, even though it's selfish, which is man's nature, but the truth is that a whole lot of pushback is happening. The desert is dry. Even animals can't find things to eat. One thing we must engage as we walk through 2022 is cultivating the heart of gratitude. Please, I beg of you, one thing, if you are not operating in it, you have to learn it. I said it, you know, there is no end to the challenges of man. It's a broken world. So, probably fresh challenges this year. Challenges with the economy, challenges with the way we live, challenges with people's responses to other people. I personally feel that people are meaner to each other. People are mean. People are wicked these days. Forget about the Nollywood things that people watch. And just naturally, we are losing the edge of our compassion. He said, have compassion on one another. We are losing that edge. He said, be ye kind, tender hearted. Those words are for the believer in Christ. We can't be mean as other people are mean or are meaner or are meanest. A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. But he says, be kind. That's the dispensation that we are. He said, in your kindness, it will be like you are putting, when you feed the supposed enemy, you are putting a coal of fire on them. Judgment is mine. We can't afford to take judgment into our hands. I don't know why I'm taking that side journey. But we can. We are people who live under the world. We are people of the world. Christianity is not just one of those things we had into our pocket. It's our life. We are Christ-like. That's why they call us Christian. We are disciples into his image. The image of God the Father, which is the image of love. He loved the world that he gave. So we can't be mean to people. We cannot. He said, as much as it lies within you. So ultimately, it lies within us. Only if we can yield to the Holy Spirit. I know people have come up with theory, trusting in their own senses. They say, how can you forgive and forget? If you want to live by the word of God, you can forgive and you can forget. I'm saying that to you this morning. You can forgive. It's because you have not seen it in that light. People will tell you, this forgiveness and wisdom is profitable to direct. No. In fact, we have things that we have coined up. I'm drinking water to stay in my own lane. Assuming Jesus stayed in his own lane, he won't even come at all. He won't. We won't understand these things until we make a decision to start practicing it. Then we will see how life is very easy. Because sometimes, the people we even have problem with, they may not even be thinking about you. So why should I use Panadol for someone's headache? So we must. You know, there is a statement that I made years back, which is my own personal confession. I've come to that realization. Whether things work or not, God will never mismanage my life. The second one that I got, you know, Psalm 89 verse 15. I got it on Wednesday and I've added confession number 2. All through this year, when they say something is bad, something is a joyful sound always. God will never mismanage my life. All through this year, it's joyful sound. Joyful sound. Joyful sound. They said this thing is not working or it's not going well. Joyful sound. Joyful sound. If you don't know, I'm telling you, there are human mosquitoes. And all they just want to do is to bite you and infuse you with the venom. I don't have space for malaria. I don't have space for virus. I don't have space for cancer. Joyful sound always. Joyful sound. And he said, blessed. If you read Amplify, he says, fortunate, happy. That's the word blessing. Fortunate, happy. And he says, envious. Because people will not understand it. Joyful sound always. So we need to develop a lifestyle of thanksgiving as we walk through this year. What is the will of God for us? I mean, there is no need. We are not trying to frame something up. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, in everything, do what? Give thanks. That's the joyful sound. We are not thanking God, whether in good, bad, ugly time. We are not thanking God for the good and the ugly. We are thanking God because in the midst of the good and the ugly and the worst, God is still there with us. Because he has promised never to leave us, nor forsake us. Joyful sound always. Hebrews 13:15. If you can give us in the TPT, I will appreciate it. Hebrews 13:15. So we must learn it all through this year. As you walk into that room to submit your proposal letter, be joyful. When you receive a call, they say they are considering it, be joyful. When you also receive a call that they say, oh, we are sorry, be joyful. Because in your joyfulness, that's what creates that. Your attitude is a positive attitude. Dwell on the word. He said, we do not no longer, what's this? TPT? Yeah. So we no longer offer up a steady stream of blood sacrifices. But through Jesus, we offer up to God a steady stream. It's not shaky. It's not when things are good. That's when we know, I have a very big God though. He's always by my side. When things are not good, I have a very big God. He's always. He said, we offer from our lips sacrifices. I love the Bible. The Bible doesn't pretend. He said, pray, sacrifice. When you say something is a sacrifice, it means it's what? It's costing you. It's taking you out of your usual disposition. Why is prayer a sacrifice? Hebrews 13:5-6. The same Hebrews 13, just flip back to verses 5 and 6. Said, don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have. For you always have God's presence. God's presence. Why? What the Bible is simply saying is that even when the money is not there, God's presence can help you generate ideas that will bring the money. For hasn't he promised you, I will never leave you alone. Never. And I will not loosen my grip over your life. You know, sometimes when things are not a hurry, people say, oh God, where are you? He's not there. He's there. our disposition must change. In NKJV of Hebrews 13, 15, it said, let us therefore offer continually the sacrifices of praise. The sacrifices of praise. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. James 1, 2 to 4. James 1, he said, brethren, my brethren, in 2022, count it all joy. All joy. So, times of trials will happen in life. You know, people don't want to live with that reality. And some people are faith people, we tend to deny it. The world is broken. So, times of trial will come. Storms of life will arise. But he said, can't eat all joy. He didn't say everybody in the world. He said, my own brethren. Can't eat all joy. I mean, we don't want to hear it. So in Nigeria, the kind of our own Christianity, we say back to sender, back to sender. Whether it's back to sender or forward to sender or sideline to sender, trial will come. And he said, can't eat all joy. And I can tell you how it works. So sometimes government policy will affect your projection in business. Sometimes the person who is supposed to supply goods refuses to keep up to their own end of the deal. Sometimes delay. Sometimes you are moving good from Lagos to Kano. A cousin of mine who is involved in the haulage was saying something to us during the Christmas. They do trucks. So they do trucks for companies. So they took all their drivers. He said drivers that have been with him for 10, 12 years. They did what do you call that? They just did a test. Every one of them has India hemp. And then some people do more than India hemp in their bloodstream. So he had a decision to make to fire everybody. But the truth is that he said the head of the union was even telling him, your own is better. I'm not saying that is good, but hey, such things. So it's not you. So trial will come. But he said, can't it all joy when you fall into, he didn't say one. Sometimes it can be various. And he said they did tests for them. They found out, he said, one of the driver was 190 over. They did BP. You say, hey, oh, that's the thing. Can't it? I mean, how do you? Because that's the reality of life. And our faith does not deny all these facts. But in the midst of it, when you can't it all joy, when you step into your area of strength, which is conversation with God, the ideas to deal with the issues will come to you. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Can't it all joy? Can't it all joy? Can't it all joy? 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 7 to 8. 1 Peter 1, he said that the genuineness of your faith be much more precious than gold that perishes. So though it is tested, so your faith will sometimes be tested by fire. But he said, hey, when the fire burns, when the smokes are blown away, let it be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus. You know, it's very interesting. I'm not saying here, but sometimes in the body of Christ, people go through trial and you don't see them in church. Where else will you go? To Alhaji Gafa? No. It's just like the issue of Holy Communion. Who needs the Holy Communion the most? The sinner. The ones whose heart must be made right with God. There's no other way. So what will it be? I have a challenge now. And you see me in front of one of our house. No, it nullifies things for me. And the frailty of men, they are fine with saying, Lagbara Olorun, Ashe. No. If God be God, let's hold on to him. So trial does not mean that we are living in sin, no. Let me also say that to you, because these are things that's why people covered it up. There is, don't be ashamed. If you have a trial, you have a trial. If you have a moment with your faith, you have a moment with your faith. But what do you do at such moment? Leaning to the everlasting arms of the Most High God. Whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing him, you rejoice with joy, inexpressible and full of glory. 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14 said, now thanks be to God, who always, not sometime, always lead us in triumph in Christ and through us. Because sometimes those trials, what it actually do, what it does for us is to build the strength of character in us. It helps us to develop capacity for more. There were giants in the land, but it was a land filled with milk and honey. And there is no other way but to walk through and then deal with the giants. I said something, I don't know which of the day. You see, if you understand how spiritual warfare work, while I was in primary, secondary school, some of those guys who do something, they also know what I'm talking about. You know, there's some guys in your class, you are sitting down on your own, jejele. They come and make trouble with you. That's the way the devil operates. Whether you are, he doesn't understand negotiation. And you know, sometimes people treat their faith casually. The devil doesn't understand negotiation. He wants to take you out. So you have to also be proactive. And the word of God has taught us what to do. Let me also say, so that you can be intentional this year. A lot of people wait until they get into trouble before they know how to pray. It's already too late. It's already too late. I mean, for people like me, when I get into trouble, I can't even pray. So you hear, if you are around me, you hear me say, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the bid to do that, my heart shifts from these challenges and then solution comes. Proverbs 24:10. It's a very powerful scripture. It says, when we fail, you and I fail in the day of adversity, it means our strength. It means we have not built capacity. Can we just throw it up in translations? TPT, message. If you faint when you are under pressure, you have need for courage. It's God's word that give you courage. Other translations. If you are weak in a crisis, you are weak indeed. Other translation. If you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. If you are a poor specimen, if you can't stand the pressure of adversity. Check out close. Because that's it. And nobody can stand that. No prophet can stand that for you. No pastor. Have you tried pastor when you are down? And they said the person you are calling is not available at the moment. So what do you do? Then you try your prayer partner. And the prayer partner says, ah, where I am now, I need to do something. No, we have to. See, my people, God's people, if this God is God, this year, let's go all out. You know that this year is for deepening of roots. Let your feet be deepened. If you are a Christian, be a Christian. And if you are a Christian, you can't joke with study of the word, meditation in the word, acting on the word, practicing the word. That's the only way to grow. And if you are chopping, you are chopping for yourself. Even in the natural, you are not chopping for me now. If you chop a wolf, you go to toilet alone. So you chop for yourself. You chop for yourself. I need to do double chopping. I chop for myself, for my health, for my well-being, and then I chop to be able to give. Did you get me? Yeah. And that's the way our lives should be as believers. We must be overflowing. We sing the song, I'm overflowing with God's goodness. What can you, if you see someone who is sick, can you pray? And you see the sick recover? Or you somebody is sick and say, let me call my pastor. No. Your pastor may not be available. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, as we close. Preacher is closing many times, but I will close now, don't worry. Said, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. Walk in him this year. Walk in him. Rooted and built up in him and established. So when we are walking in him, we are rooted, we are built up, we are established in the faith. As you have been taught. So we are going to teach you this year. We will teach you this year. You will hear what though? If you want to grow, come on this journey this year. Wednesday services are coming back from the upper week. Hey, if you want to grow, if you want me to be singing that song every Sunday, I will call the kids to help me, to back me up. Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow, it's from glory to glory. You can't afford to have a better last year. You know, people complain, and which is okay. But when you have such inspirational dissatisfaction, it is time to do something. People complain, I don't know, this Christianity is difficult. Tell uncle, what do you want? What are you expecting? You think that the devil will... Jesus already said this to us. He said, no one enter into a strong man's house. I just clear him of his good. I am a victor. I am victorious. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You think the devil will just fold his hand? No. When you leave that place, he throws something. The conductor says you are mad. Before you know it, you find yourself saying you are stupid. Your grandfather is mad. Please understand, this is a promise made. And so it's a promise kept. And we need to live and align by it. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy. In the physical, as we sit this morning, things may not necessarily change yet in Nigeria in that way. But in the midst of it, don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your joy. People will build businesses that will change the face of this country. But while we await that, don't lose your joy. People will help us run the career, the market space, and changes will occur. While we await that, don't. That's what is called hope. So don't lose your joy. There is a part, there is a role for you to play, and you must actively play your own part. You can't second it to another person. You can't abdicate it. And that's what a lot of people do. And we call ourselves believers. So they have people who pray for them. People who read for them. People who fast for them. No, you can't do that. That's what Paul was saying. By the time we ought to be teachers, we are still looking for people to teach us the basic. It is not even principle, but basic. Basic. In other words, what is the basic of life? A, B, C, 25 letters. If you can grasp it, you can construct English word. I think 26 or 27 in Yoruba language. I don't know how it is. If you can just grab those things, that's why they don't rush kids. Because if you can get it, then you can communicate. And when people have accidents and they have injury in their head, when they are doing therapy, they teach them those basics again so that they can recognize things. What is the basic of Christianity? Bible. What is the basic of Christianity? You read it. What is the basic of Christianity? When you read it, you meditate on it. What is the basic of Christianity? When you meditate on it, prayer point flows from your heart that you need the help of God. What is the basic of Christianity? You need to practice the word. That's the basics. That's the basic. And when we lose the basic, we will be tossed around by every wind of doctrine. We must come back. Be intentional about it. God is a good God. This year, please wear your garment of praise and thanksgiving so that you can open yourself to the miraculous. Romans 8:28 says, all things, that's your mindset. All things work together. All things, not some. All things, not some. Whether you know someone as a network or network, all things work together. If you don't know someone and you have a leading of the Holy Spirit to knock on the door, all things will work together for your good. And 1 Corinthians 15:57 to 58, so that I can close. Because some scriptures are flowing in my head again. He said, but thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So because we have the victory, he said, therefore, for those who speak language very well, when you read the word therefore, just look at what was preceding it. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Can we have it in TPT and Message translation? That same 1 Corinthians 15:57 to 58. TPT said, but we thank God for giving us the victory. As what? Conqueror. A Jerry Crowder translation says, Ashegu. Ashegu. Conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Verse 58. So now, beloved one, stand firm, stable, and enduring. Don't give way in the face of persecution or in the face of challenges. He said, live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive within the fruit that endures. Last one today, but now in a single victorious stroke of life, all the three, sin, guilt, death are gone. The gift of our Master Jesus Christ, thank God. With all this going for us, my dear friends, stand your ground. Don't hold back. Throw yourself into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. Can we all stand this morning? Let's just stand. Can we just lift up our hands as we appreciate God, give him praise? I don't know where you are in your own journey, the steps you are taking in journey of life. You just want to give God praise this morning. Give him praise. Lifting up our voices in praise and adoration, knowing that he cannot mismanage our lives, knowing that we will hear his joyful sound this year. You just want to go ahead and give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Thank him for that walk, ability to walk. It's the gift of God. Thank him for ability to hand. Thank him for ability to prospect, to work out details of your career, details of your businesses. It's the people with sound mind who can do that. Thank him for the ability to live in a country like ours. Yes, Lord, give him praise for the gospel, which is the light in this country. It's the gospel who is giving us hope. It's the gospel who is helping us to abound in faith and love. Yes, Lord, we must abound in thanksgiving. Just go ahead and give him praise this morning. Father, we say thank you. I can't see you giving praise. I can't see you giving praise. I can't see you. I cannot encourage you. You need to be encouraged by yourself. Giving praise, giving worship, giving adoration. And I want you to speak over what he has committed into your hand. Maybe your family, your career. Just speak. Speak. Lord, I receive strength. Strength to function in thanksgiving. Strength to abound in thanksgiving. Strength to give him praise all through this year. Yes, Lord. He said, all the days of the afflicted are evil. Proverbs 15:15. But he that is of a merry heart has a continual face. Yes, Lord, all around my tabernacle, all around my habitation, it is shalom this month. The peace of God that passes all understanding will daily garrison my heart and my mind together in Christ Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,